SBS Radio.
Isang interactive na mental health and arts festival sa Sydney na sinasabing ang pinakamalaki sa uri nito sa mundo ay hinaharap ang mga tabu na nakapalibot sa kalusugan ng kaisipan. Ang Big Anxiety Festival na magaganap hanggang 9 ng Nobyembre ay pinagsasama ang sining at akademya sa pagsubok upang maalis ang mga hakbang. Inihayag ng mga personal na kwento na ito ay nanatiling isang hindi pinag-uusapan na issue sa ilang mga komunidad migrante. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Omar Daba na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang award-winning poet Omar Sakir ay nagsabi na nahirapan siya sa pagkabalisa at depresyon sa halos buong buhay niya habang kanyang pinagninilaya ng kanyang sexualidad sa isang sambahayan na relyoso.
So I grew up with my Lebanese family in Western Sydney. We're Muslim and I'm bisexual as well. So, I mean, you want to talk about taboos, like I'm already there. Mental health is not only not really talked about in the community, it's kind of like dismissed, right? You know, I've heard people kind of talk about it as though it's like a hoax, like it's a Western hoax. It's not real. And I think that's really, really wrong, you know? I've seen the kind of terrible coping mechanisms that obviously unwell people adopt because they're not getting help. And I've been one of those people, you know?
Ang kalusugan ng kaisipan ay nanatiling tabu o isang paksa na hindi pinag-uusapan sa maraming mga pamilya at komunidad. At sinabi ni Omar, madalas itong mas mahirap maunawaan at talakayin sa mga migranteng komunidad.
Something someone said to me once, you know, really stuck with me, which is that, you know, anxiety is a response to a perceived threat, right? And so I think, like, for people of color in particular, if you're, you know, Arab or Muslim in this world, or coming from, you know, another kind of disadvantaged background, there are a great many threats.
Ngunit ang mga paghihirap ay naging mahalagang mapagkukunan ng inspirasyon para kay Omar. Sinabi niya na sinisiyasat niya ang kanyang personal na damdamin at pinapagana ang mga damdaming iyon sa kanyang mga tula.
It's been really helpful for me to kind of take the pain in my life and transform it into something beautiful if I can, you know, because then I'm not just passively receiving the pain, I'm meeting it head on and I'm transforming it. I do think that there's something really helpful about the process of writing in kind of figuring out what's going on and, you know, bringing things into the light, so to speak. But I don't think that that's enough. Right, I think if you are suffering from a mental illness, then you need help from a medical professional. You need counseling, you know. But this is just one of the tools that I have that helped me.
Si Omar ay isa sa mga alagad ng sining na tampok sa Interactive Arts Festival na The Big Anxiety, na layuning maalis ang mga tabu na nakapalibot sa kalusugan ng kaisipan. 63 mga kaganapan sa kabuoang Sydney ang ginaganap bilang bahagi ng kapistahan, kabilang ang virtual reality ng mga karanasan, mga instalasyon, mga pagtatanghal ng musika at mga one-on-one na mga pag-uusap. Sinabi ng Executive and Artistic Director Professor Jill Bennett, layunin ng pista na makalikha ng mga ligtas na espasyo o lugar upang talakayin ang kalusugan ng kaisipan sa isang thought-provoking na mga kapaligiran.
The arts are really, you know, fantastic for exploring complex mental states and distress and emotion and doing it in a way that is very engaging and enjoyable as well, even when we're dealing with quite a difficult subject matter. We're trying to think really practically about how we can be more comfortable with not just, you know, thinking about ourselves and our own emotions and feelings, but also dealing with other people and situations that we're not familiar with.
Ang kalusugan ng kaisipan ay itinuturing ng marami bilang isang silent Killer, kung saan ang suicide o pagpapatiwakal ang siyang pinakamalaking sanhi ng pagkamatay ng mga Australiano na may edad na mababa sa 45. Halos 5 milyong Australiano ang nakakaranas ng mga pagkabalisa o mga sakit sa pangkaisipan, ngunit sinabi ni Professor Bennett na 2/3 o 2/3 ng mga tao ay nabibigo na humingi ng tulong.
So that tells us that we need, you know, more subtle and complex methods of communication and engagement. So we're really trying to operate in that space, not only to connect people to mental health services, but actually to say, well, maybe you don't have to step into the mental health sector or the medical sector to actually deal with mental health.
Ang mga tula ni Omar ay tampok sa pista bilang bahagi ng isang instalasyon sa pagpagtulungan sa mga lokal na artist at mga estudyante ng high school. Umaasa siya na ito ay makakatulong sa mga tao na mabuksan ang kanilang mga mata sa isang sakit na hindi nagdidiskrimina.
I think it's really important that we start to try to change attitudes in every community. And then also, it's not just about like community, it's not just about culture, it's also about class, right? It's also about education.
sbs.com.au/Filipino
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.